Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Ki Swahili. Welcome to Black BLAX, Black BLACK Radio, where I pawn the things that our forefathers and foremothers have created. Today, we're going to speak upon Ebal, E-B-A-R, or Ebal, E-B-A-R, who in the 1800s, a Massachusetts slave, was making brooms out of corn stalks. That's the first time that the white man seen anything that looked like a broom. Now, this is the 1800s. During this time, it was a well-known fact that slaves consistently would make them a switch broom to clean their area, even though their area was the ground. And that's why I try to make people understand our foreparents were so neat and orderly that they made sure that the ground around them was neat and orderly. This is not something that the white man came along with. Hey, you need to clean this. You need to straighten this. You need to do that. No. It's what blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, people do. One more time. The three W's changed the whole wide world. So, therefore, time and time again, we as a people are naturally inclined to do these things. Not everyone is naturally inclined, but the majority is naturally inclined that around them is going to be neat and orderly, particularly for the women. The women folks, you know, did it. Men folks did it, but it was more the women folks because they was more around keeping the house and everything neat and orderly. And also, while we on the subject of the broom, that's when blacks, men and women, truly loved each other because they committed themselves to each other just by laying the broom down and jumping the broom. They didn't need no preacher. They didn't need no license. They didn't need nothing. I love you. You love me. We're going to do this. Okay, we're going to get together in front of everybody and let everybody know I'm her husband. She's my wife. We jump in the broom, and we are committed to each other from now until. The only way they was lost their commitment was if the white man decided to separate the family. Other than that, when they jumped the broom, there was total commitment to each other. There was no laws or nothing. There was no laws for black men and women. The only laws was the laws of God of gold. I am totally committed to her, and she's totally committed to me. We would look up to the stars, look up to the heavens, and thank God that we have been blessed to acknowledge each other because she is my wife and I am her husband, because we jump in the broom as a total commitment to each other. One more time, just like is saying, just like it's saying Carter G. Woodson, those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the telling of biography and history. Carter G. Woodson, the last black man who created Black History Week. One more time. He took the second week of February to honor Frederick Douglass, 214. One more time. I do not acknowledge Black History Month because that's what the white man gave black people. I acknowledge Black History Week, what my forefather took to honor his brother, Sir Mr. Frederick Douglass. One more time. Let me say it again. Those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the telling of biography and history. Because every time I look up now in 2024, the black man ain't invented nothing. He improved upon something. Excuse me? I keep telling y'all. The black man didn't invent the elevator. He improved upon the elevator. Like the white man, huh, then took and got enough sense to create something. One more time. He couldn't even create a symbol for his racism. The Nazi, that is not his. He didn't create that. One more time. I notice my blacks, B-L-A-C-K, my blacks, black history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, which is facts, F-A-C-T-S, not his, H-I-S, stop. One, two, three, story, S-T-O-R-Y, which equalizes. One more time. Like the white man created something and the black man just came along and helped improve. Man, please. Anyhow, one more time. The broom was created in the 1800s by a black man who was a slave who got some corn husks and started sweeping and cleaning. And from there is the beginning to the onward and upward elevation of today's modern broom, which they may take and improve upon, but they do not create. One more time. Jump in the broom. Jump in the broom. Remember, we don't need nobody that has nothing for us in a beneficial manner to tell our history. You can let them keep their his 1-2-3 story. Because his 1-2-3 story say, we did this and y'all just helped, came along and helped to know. No. One more time. When you see that picture of them women standing out there sweeping around their house and everything, sweeping inside, it's the ground. It's the ground, but still, they made sure their surroundings was neat, clean, and orderly. Because that's what we do. One more time. It's the threes, man. One more time. I keep telling you, it's the threes. The three W's changing the whole wide world. One more time, keeping things neat, clean, and orderly. And last but not least, Trip C's in the house. Trip C's in the house. I'm going to say Trip C's in the house. So you can maintain that composure, stay cool, calm, and collected. One more time. When you feel yourself maybe getting ready to step outside yourself, touch your forehead and say, Trip C's, baby. Touch your forehead and throw three fingers, three C's. Trip seas, baby. Trip seas. Trip seas, baby. Because you're putting forth efforts to maintain so that you can be cool, calm, and collected. Keep that in your mind, my brothers, my sisters. Trip seas so that you can stay on top of the situation to maintain that composure. One more time. Keep in mind that a black man came up with the broom. Keep in mind that was black women who made sure that the ground that they was around and surrounded by was neat, orderly, and clean. One more time. Because it changed the whole wide world. Trip C's in the house, baby. Cool, calm, collected. Jump the broom. Jump the broom, as always. Hasta otra time. Thank you very much. Mojo Cabana, one love. Baraka, blessings. Peace from above. Amani Kutoka, you. Peace from above. Trip C's in the house. Trip C's, cool, calm, and collected.